You're listening to SBS News.
Almost $2 billion will be spent equipping hospitals and other health centres to administer coronavirus vaccines. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the funding commitment during a major speech at the National Press Club in Canberra. Mr Morrison says vaccinating 26 million Australians by the end of the year will be one of the nation's largest ever logistical exercises. Mr Morrison also announced an extra $1.9 billion, taking the vaccine program to $6.3 billion for the workforce involved in the rollout of the jabs through GPs, pharmacies and thousands of other approved centres.
We'll have thousands of points of presence across Australia. Hospitals, GPs, pharmacies, respiratory clinics, Aboriginal health services and a specialist surge workforce. This will ensure we get the vaccine to all Australians, including people in rural, remote and very remote areas, and others who are hard to reach. Now, initially, we will need to prioritise the most vulnerable and those likely to experience a serious disease, as well as frontline health and care workers and other essential services workers. We will then extend vaccination to the balance of the population as quickly as possible.
Meanwhile, in Western Australia, Perth, the Peel region and southwest West Australia has gone into a five-day lockdown after a security guard at the Sheraton Four Points Hotel in the CBD contracted what is believed to be the highly contagious UK variant of the virus. The guard then attended more than a dozen venues over several days while infectious. No new cases have been recorded in WA in the past 24 hours, but all residents must stay at home unless shopping for essentials, attending to medical or healthcare needs, exercising within their neighbourhood or working if unable to do so remotely. Schools which were due to resume on Monday will remain closed for another week, and a number of states and territories have instituted border restrictions on those travelling from WA. WA Premier Mark McGowan says 66 close contacts have been identified and they will remain in quarantine, but he warns the numbers could rise.
In total, 13 close contacts have now tested negative. And of those, 11 high-risk contacts have been moved into hotel quarantine as an extra precaution.
In the ACT, several federal politicians arriving from Perth for the first parliamentary sitting week of the year have been ordered into a five-day quarantine. Federal Labor MP Anne Ali is among those impacted.
I just think that's the way of the world at the moment, isn't it? I mean, there are people around the world and certainly within Australia who have had to deal with much more. The best that we can do is just comply with the advice that we're given. Of course, uncertainty always makes everyone a little bit nervous, but it is what it is, isn't it?
And health authorities in Queensland, the Northern Territory and Victoria have declared Perth and the Peel and Southwest regions a COVID-19 hotspot. No one who's been in the hotspot since the 25th of January will be allowed into Victoria without an exemption, while arrivals into Queensland and the NT will have to complete 2 weeks of hotel quarantine. Travellers entering Tasmania and South Australia from the affected areas have been told to self-isolate, while those who've arrived in New South Wales since the 25th of January are now subject to the same stay-at-home restrictions they would have faced if they had remained in WA. Meanwhile, the ACT's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Karen Coleman, says the Territory has decided to act quickly in response to WA.
Anyone who has been in the areas of Western Australia since the 25th of January 2021, and that coincides with the first day that we think the case was infectious in Western Australia, must immediately self-quarantine and get tested for COVID-19. In addition, these people should remain in quarantine regardless of a negative test result until at least 9 p.m. ACT time, 5th of February 2021.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.